One of the most popular questions we've received from listeners through the Wisconsin Project relates to our neighbors in Michigan. Many of you have wondered, what's the deal with the Upper Peninsula? Why is it a part of Michigan and not Wisconsin? We sent Laura Pavin to the UP last football season to find out more.
Think about it. Wisconsin? It shares more than 200 miles of border with the UP. Michigan's Upper Peninsula is connected to its Lower Peninsula by a bridge. And yet, the UP's part of Michigan. But why? Well, it was never Wisconsin's for the taking. In the late 18th century, Michigan and Ohio got in a tiff over a small piece of land called the Toledo Strip. They fought over it until Congress stepped in and proposed a compromise. The territory of Michigan could become a state if it gave the strip of land to the state of Ohio. In return, Michigan would get all of the Upper Peninsula. Eventually, Michigan took the deal. Wisconsin had only just become a territory at this point. So, here's an interesting thought experiment. Should the UP have gone to Wisconsin? Would it have made more sense geographically and culturally? To find the answer, I drove to the UP border towns of Marinette, Wisconsin, and Menominee, Michigan, and hung out with people at the bars during a football game. Because if you want to see where people's allegiances lie, you might as well take a look at what team they root for. And, drumroll please, the team of choice for Menominee residents I talked with was...
Packers.
Packers fan?
More of a Packer fan.
I hate the Lions. Hey, can I say that? I hate the Lions.
But why the Packers? Well, Green Bay's close to the UP. Plus, Packers games are broadcast on local TV. Beyond football, Wisconsinites and Upers also seem to share a bit of an accent.
Yeah, hey, don't you know? You betcha.
We say, oh, some people say we sound like Canadians.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Linguistics experts say that Wisconsin and the UP definitely share key features, like the long O, saying dem, dare, and does. And some Upers and Wisconsinites share this thing called Canadian raising, which is basically where you say things like a boot instead of about. So, 2 points for Wisconsin, 0 for Michigan. Finally, there seems to be a deeper tension between the UP and their southern counterpart. Here's Kylie Sundstrom. She's lived in Menominee her whole life.
I think we just need to be separated. People all leave like the UP off of things, like maps and stuff.
More than a decade ago, a tourism commercial sponsored by the state of Michigan left the UP off, showed only the mitten. It actually led to legislation requiring that any official state publication show the state of Michigan in its entirety. So, Upers feel like they're left out of stuff. Some actually tried to make the UP its own state. All of this made me ponder. Do you need to be physically connected by more than just a bridge to feel like you're truly part of the same state? I asked Mary Antoine, a historian with the Prairie du Chien Historical Society.
In Wisconsin itself, there is an east-west. Living here in the southwest corner of Wisconsin, we feel that the whole eastern side of the state doesn't even know that we exist. That Wisconsin economy is totally focused on the greater Madison area and the Lake Michigan area from Chicago to Green Bay.
Culturally and geographically, Wisconsin and the UP look like they belong together. But continuous landmass or not, it seems like distance itself is the great divide here. That's something every state has to grapple with, including Wisconsin.
WPR producer Laura Pavin brought us that story. She answered an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.